Juanita.
Pick up, Yolanda.
Hello. Hello.
See if you hear him now.
Hello. 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 Just a moment, please.
Operator? Hello? Hello? Yes, hello, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Hello? Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. You're coming through loud and clear. I hear you. You had a note here the other day on our instructions to the ambassador that I would like to have. Hello? what the hell he's talking about. Hello? We don't want to keep the minister of Nigeria waiting here too long. Hello, Mr. President. Marvin. No, never mind. That's all right. Never mind. Now, you tell this damn fool to get up this memorandum. Tell him first that it's not the memorandum of a balanced man that I want to be reading. I really think he belongs in one of these private organizations. To the government, he's more of an advocate than he is a judge. And he hadn't impressed me with that memorandum. I'd let him know it, too. I'd sure let him know it. And just say that we've got enough do-gooders outside the government. We want some judges in it. And I got to talk to Humphrey about it. He's been a problem all over the government. Every place he is, he was a problem on the Hill. I talked to the leadership about it. I would never move one iota to publicly discuss with any of this stuff until we get our foreign aid bill, because we may not get any foreign aid bill. This thing in India is not very popular up there on the Hill, and nor is Pakistan. There's a lot of this thing. And nearly everybody, I don't care who it is, you just pick out nearly everybody, they think that IAEA's people are flocked. They think our program after 20 years is enough. And the most generous of them, a fellow like Yarbrough won't go one inch on anything. A fellow like Russell Long won't go one inch. People who have got to have help on everything else that he will not help. People like George Mahon, I got on the boat with him, nice full list. I just say to George Mahon, you will not wreck me if you won't give him a dime. All you got to do is just turn your head for one moment. The tribe, now these damn fools don't understand that. Well, I see this the Columbia Commission. They understand nothing, they learn nothing, they send me a big letter saying, if we don't get this home, we'll all kill them. I didn't make it public before it gets finished. And they've been here for 30 years, never got anything, and couldn't move. Couldn't do anything. So these fools are the same way. They've got no standing, they've got no power, they've got no vote, they've got no nothing, except what we give them by our appointment. And he's right, too, like that, worried about Charlie Taft. I'm not worried about Charlie Taft, but two stories or eight stories. That's not what this government's not doing around for. Send where it is, the New York Times or John Kennedy. It's free. You let them get some damn shit. That's how they run their business. They can even get a line of type warfare into the world. And I told Bill, and Bill just got weak knees, really drew the line. When he took the gun out of his temple, he would send me a little bit. I told him to tell somebody yesterday when he went out with him. And he gave him 2 hours of his very valuable time yesterday. Before he got nothing in his gun. But I said, now you tell him just one thing. Get that Latin American expert on the Dominican Republic. Get that expert on India and Pakistan. Get that outstanding expert on billboards. Get that South expert on steel and see if they can get their goddamn monotype operating back to work. I don't know how to run everybody's business in the world and see if you can get out of paper. And all you did, you came out and said that you said it. That's right. What I wanted you to just stick it in good and say you folks just know how to handle everybody's business but your own. We don't think that judgments is right, but I'm a bit better on these other things than they are on your own personal life. And it is a reason for it. Tell them that. There's plenty of time here. Don't let them get too loud.
Hello? I beg your pardon? I don't, how many are doing what? Well, there's only one here, my dear friend.
There's only one.
And that's the president, and you're talking to him.
Oh, I'm very busy.
Thank you, ma'am. And who are you? Yes, and who are you? All right, well, you just be sure you haven't got it tied in to anybody else over there, and come on, I'm waiting. I don't know how many extensions I had on here listening, and she is the supervisor in London. Yes, ma'am, I read you loud and clear.
You'll hear me loud and clear?
Yes, ma'am, this is the president.
Yes, all right, ma'am, it's the president. We'll try again. Try to call again.
Thank you, ma'am. Can you hear him?
Yes, I can hear.
Well, you may have to repeat. You may have to repeat for us. Thank you very much. He hears him loud and clear, and she hears me loud and clear. But we can't hear each other. Yes, Mr. President, this is Lyndon Johnson. Yes, President. Mr. President, this is Lyndon Johnson. I can hear your operator. Go ahead. Yes, operator. Yes, Mr. President. Hello, President. Glad to hear you. Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead. Yes? Yes? Fine? Yes? Yeah.